You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 56-year-old Scott Suchek of Sturgeon Bay is facing 10 felony counts of possession of child pornography. Police say he shared images of child porn and bestiality online. Now, Suchek has been the subject of a child porn investigation before. Police say back in 2009, he admitted to downloading child porn, but criminal charges were never filed then. Police say the charges filed now are related to a more recent incident. He's out of jail on a $10,000 bond.
UW-Madison Extension is winding down its FoodWise programming amid federal funding cuts. That follows passage of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which eliminated funding for the National Education and Obesity Prevention Grant Program. FoodWise is one of Wisconsin's six SNAP Ed implementing programs. It works with local organizations like schools and food pantries to provide nutrition education to those with limited incomes. UW-Madison Extension said the FoodWise program reaches over 133,000 people, and some employees will be laid off because of the ending of the program. The funding cuts go into effect September 30th.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced that Wisconsin's joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand for sensitive personal information on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program recipients. The multi-state coalition argues that the demand violates the Constitution and multiple federal privacy laws. The agency demanded information on all SNAP applicants, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses dating back 5 years.
When communities of faith work to support, uplift, or serve marginalized communities of people, or when they sponsor voter registration drives, or encourage participation in movements, are they being political or are they defending democracy?
Democracy is the key tenet of all of our work, that we want here in Wisconsin to promote voting, to promote free and fair access to the ballots. And it is rooted in almost every single one of our ideologies. It's really beautiful to see the common ground that all people are deserving of the dignity and the rights of voting.
That's Rhonda Linder of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign. Meanwhile, Reverend Brianna Ilane, the director of Ecumenical Innovation and Justice Initiative of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, said faith and religion are political, but should be nonpartisan.
I do think there is something about being partisan and nonpartisan, and that's where we get into problems. And so I have a lot of this discussion in my work with churches to say, like, the gospel is political. Jesus made statements that were political and pushed against the norms of his day and pushed against injustice. And so we can be political, just don't be partisan.
Ayane and Linder were part of a panel of faith leaders from across Wisconsin appearing at a conference sponsored and hosted by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust, or WISACT. Two Wisconsinites have now died from the rare tick-borne Powassan virus this year. Officials at the Department of Health Services confirmed to Civic Media that two people have died from the virus and at least eight have been hospitalized. Melissa Kay explains what Powassan is and how it spread.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone, and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
I'm Melissa Kay.
It's opaque, it's white, but is it really milk? Savannah Tomei Olson reports on a new bill.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill we've seen before aimed at making sure oat milk, almond milk, and soy milk cannot call themselves milk on the label. The Dairy Pride Act would require the FDA enforce the law so companies could not call their products milk, yogurt, or cheese unless they come from animals. Baldwin has introduced this bill before. She says this time it has more bipartisan support. If passed and signed into law, producers would have 90 days to rename and relabel their products.
It's fair time. The Wisconsin State Fair gets underway today in West Allis. Livestock, exhibits, entertainment, carnival rides, and of course, cream puffs and a plethora of fried foods await. The State Fair runs through August 10th. A little bit closer to home, the Winnebago County Fair is underway right now at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. The Winnebago County Fair has 5 livestock barns, 20 food booths, and rides. It goes through August 3rd. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it. You know, walking people, that's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio was hoping for a take of 45 to 52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to four of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunny 77 on Saturday. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.